This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said Wednesday the Taliban appear to have the strategic momentum in their sweeping offensives across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. Speaking at the Pentagon, Milley said the Taliban fighters have made gains in recent weeks, but that Afghan security forces are consolidating their gains in urban areas.
A negative outcome, a Taliban automatic military takeover, is not a foregone conclusion. We will continue to monitor the situation closely and make adjustments as necessary.
The militants now control about half Afghanistan's roughly 400 districts, but none of the country's densely populated main cities. The Taliban are surging across Afghanistan, snapping up territory, seizing border crossings, and encircling cities, with the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign troops all but complete. An investigation is finding unvaccinated staff might be behind a COVID-19 outbreak at Colorado nursing homes. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Investigators for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are looking at nursing facilities in the Grand Junction, Colorado area. A source told the AP that in one memory care facility, 16 fully vaccinated residents were infected and 4 died. At one location among several nursing homes in Mesa County experiencing new outbreaks, there was a 30% infection rate at the facility. 42% of the staff were still not fully vaccinated. Colorado's not alone. In Howard County, Indiana, health officers say that 7 residents died from COVID at a facility where less than half the staff was fully vaccinated. I'm Jennifer King.
On Wall Street, it was a positive day Wednesday with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 0.8% at the close. The S&P 500 also added 0.8%, while the NASDAQ gained 0.9%. This is VOA News. The United States and Germany have reached a deal that will allow the completion of a controversial Russian pipeline to Europe without the imposition of further U.S. sanctions. The two governments announced the agreement in a joint statement Wednesday and said it was immediately assailed by members of Congress opposed to the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. The deal is intended to address U.S. and Eastern and Central European concerns about Russia using the pipeline as a political weapon. Both sides committed to imposing sanctions on Russia, including potentially shutting down the pipeline if Moscow does that. U.S. life expectancy fell by a year and a half in 2020, the largest one-year decline since World War II, according to public health officials. AP's Julie Walker has more.
The CDC report blames COVID, the third leading cause of death behind heart disease and cancer, accounting for 11% of the more than 3.3 million American deaths last year. That's far more deaths than in any other year in U.S. history. For decades, U.S. life expectancy was on the upswing. The CDC says last year it dropped to 77.3 from 78.8 the year before. Julie Walker, New York.
The U.S. Senate has rejected an effort to move along the nearly $1 trillion infrastructure plan. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
The result was no surprise.
On this vote, the yeas are 49, the nays are 51, three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn, not having voted in the affirmative. The motion is not agreed to.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer changing his vote.
At the end of the vote, I changed my response to a no so that I may move to reconsider this vote at a future time.
Both Democratic and Republican negotiators say they should have the infrastructure bill ready either by the end of the week or early next week. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The World Health Organization says new infections with the coronavirus are inevitable at the Olympics and Paralympics in Japan. In Tokyo, WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Tokyo and Olympic organizers have done their best to make the games safe.
There is no zero risk in life. There is only more risk or less risk. And you have done your best.
Health experts in Japan have warned of the Olympics becoming a super spreader event. Tedros says the pandemic is a test and the world is failing. He predicted more than 100,000 deaths worldwide from the virus before the Olympic flame goes out in Tokyo August 8th. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.